Jeezy preaching for us. And Shem, I think he was a bit flustered this morning. He's got a lot going on with the engagement service at Tumbleweed, and he's still taking the time to be here with us. So Jeezy, we really appreciate. So would you come up and share the word? Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for Jeezy and for all the work that he has done, and thank you for the preparation he's put into this word, and I pray that you would open our ears to hear what he has to say today. Amen.
Amen.
תודה רבה. Morning all. How are you guys doing this morning? Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for this opportunity again to be together, share his word with you. As Nikki introduced, that we, as the church, especially the English congregation, will be looking at the series, He Shall Be. So today I'm going to speak about He Shall Be, Wonderful Counsel. So let's turn our Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Let me read from verse 1. Nevertheless, the time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery, and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. Verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. Amen. I'll just stop there for a minute. As I was looking at this word, Wonderful Counselor, well, the dictionary says it means very good, lovely, pleasant, or enjoyable. And then I looked at it again. From the biblical point of view, this word wonderful, the deeper meaning of it says it's incomprehensible. Something not easy, you can't understand. You know, things of God are quite higher than our understanding. You can't fathom things of God. So this word wonderful, if you just take it lightly, like enjoyable, lovely, you might miss the meaning behind it. You know, we don't say shalom because everything is well. We say shalom in spite of knowing who God is. You know, we say shalom even though we're struggling, we're going through fire. But that doesn't take away that from us to say shalom. Because at the end of the day, God is worthy of our praise, irrespective of what we're going through. You don't say thank you because you've got a fat, bank balance. You open the fridge, you see all the turkeys and come on for Christmas. Even if you open your fridge and see only 2 liters of water, you're still able to say, thank you, Lord. So this wonderful counselor, And then I look at the word counselor. It's the one who gives advice. It's the one who leads. It's the one who defends. You know, Jesus is the life. Meeting him, we share his life. Walking with him, we live his life. So, where I've just read, to look at it, this gloom picture, this darkness, this distress, you know, this wilderness situation that the Israelites are going through, being oppressed by the nations around them. You know, they feel they're at the end of the rope. And God says, nevertheless, light will shine through. And then he mentions all these things that I've just read. That even there, I haven't been a soldier in my life. I haven't been in an army or police force for that matter. But you know, I just picture coming home after a long war or a long battle. You know, your boots are worn out. You're tired. You're exhausted. You've got blood everywhere. And then God says, you know what? That is good for fire. You know, it's like we fuel for fire. And I was God was saying, there's a new chapter that's about to happen. There's a new chapter that's beginning in your life. You know, this prophecy was, as I said, the scholar said, between 700 and 800 years before Christ was born. In other words, God was saying, you know, no matter how hard things may be, the light will shine. No matter how difficult things may be, God will come through. And thank God that he kept his promises. Jesus was born to bring that light, to be our counsel. You know, I just laughed at myself yesterday. I was sitting at my study. I'm thinking about this counselor. I'm thinking about the counsel. You know, with our government these days, we think, wow, look, you know, I know it's a different thing altogether, but I was just thinking about this word, the counselor and the counsel. I'm thinking, I'm so glad I've got the counselor. Our people, our counselors, government counselors who should be leading us, who should be guiding us in a sense, who should be keeping the promises that they've said they will do, they are nowhere to be found. In fact, they are killing each other like flies these days. And I remember I stood here like 2 months, 3 months ago. I said to you, watch this space before the conference come. How many counselors are going to die? Since I stood here, you know how many counselors have been shot and killed? More than 5. And I sat up from my tongue. I thought, Lord, I hope I was not a prophet of doom. You know. But then I realized that God said these things to us so that we are not caught by surprise. So that we are aware what's happening in our lifetime. I want to say to you before I get lost in my thoughts, no matter how difficult things may be, Jesus, our wonderful counselor, he will always be there for you. Sometimes I can go to death and say, you know what, I'm going through a rough patch in my life. Can you please pray with me? Can you stand with me? Of course you will. But she's a human being at the end of the day. Sometimes someone stand up in the church and say, guys, I need prayer. Can you pray with me? Can you stand with me as the church? We all say, hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do that. And then as we say, amen, we leave these doors, we forget about it. Until I bump to you at the quarry. Then I remember, oosh, I was supposed to pray for you. It happens. It happens. Well, it's okay. That's why we've got to train or teach our people that there is the one who will never leave nor forsake you, who will never forget. He's there all the time. And he will make sure that he leads you, he guides you. Because as the counselor, Jesus will make sure through your daily activities or daily issues of life, he will make sure that he leads. Hey guys, you know when I'm preaching, I always say, I like Jesus because he's not like one of our ancestors. He doesn't impose himself. He's a gentleman. You know, he's a counselor. When you look at that word, the counselor, it says in Greek, parakletos, it means the Holy Spirit, you know, he's the comforter. So the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to impose himself to you. But he's there. He's just waiting for you. You know, as you alluded earlier on, Nikki, that, you know, you feel at the end of the year, everyone's feeling tired and exhausted. You know, you feel like, oh Lord, can't just be January already, you know. But we've got a wonderful counselor who you can just make an appointment with. He's available. You don't have to make an appointment with him. So, oh, let me see how busy my schedule is. Maybe next week, Thursday at 2 in the afternoon. No. At any given moment, he's ready. He's waiting for you. He wants to hear your heart. You know, the song we've just sang, Lord, you know my heart. I want to search yours. What do you think of me in this particular moment, in this situation I'm going through? What are your thoughts? What are your advice? What are your counsel? You know, one of the commentators said, you know, why Jesus was so good is that from eternity, he knew the counsel of God. He knew exactly what is expected of him. So it will help us a lot, a great deal, if we just spend time with him. When you feel, you know, you're in despair, like, oh, I've got no hope. You know, Jesus says, come to me. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He knows us. He cares for us. What a friend we have in Jesus. A great, wonderful counselor we have. I'm so glad that I met him. Because he understands me more than I understand myself. In fact, I think I'm dangerous to myself. You know. But you know, God understands me. He understands me. He created me. He knows those things that are hurting in my life. He knows the fears that I've got. He knows the concerns and the worries that keep me awake at night. You know, he knows when you know, one of the things why I developed ulcers early in my ministry is that I got worried too much. How this whole thing of being in the ministry is going to turn out. Then I lost my focus on Jesus. Look at myself. I'm going to fail. No, I don't think I'll make it. You know, look at my family. Early. I'm thinking, I'm looking at my father who was a failure. He had 3 wives. Lots of children. Lots of siblings I've got. Some have passed on to be with the Lord. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at my family, I'm looking at my marriage, I'm thinking, I don't want to be like my father. When you start to see the signs, and you're thinking, ooh, I don't want to be like that man. I remember sitting at home years back, I was praying. I said, Lord, you know me. You know my weaknesses. You know my strengths. You know things that worries me, that keep me awake at night. You know, I've read so many books on marriage. I've attended so many courses on marriage. But you know what kind of this marriage is going to be. You saw it from eternity. If there's anyone who will guide me and redirect me, it's you. Because there are no surprises with you. Before I was born, You knew about this family. So Lord, help me, guide me, show me. How can I be a better father so that I don't become like my father? How can I be a better husband so that I don't end up being like a dead mtracha? You know? How can my family fulfill your purposes in this community, in this generation that I'm living? I'm telling you, you may think I had a big revelation. The only, I believe it was God saying to me, you know what? Just learn from me. Just learn from me. I remember I went back to Phil, I said to her, you know what? There are so many things when I'm looking at ahead that I'm not quite sure how they're going to pan out. But I can tell you one thing for sure. With God, we're going to grow together. No matter how things look like, no matter how challenges we face, but with God. Why? Because when I sat with him, he gave me that counsel. He guided me. He taught me. Say, well, you know what? Unless you learn from me, obviously it's going to fail. Look at history from your family. No one. So, why? You know? And then as I sat with him, counsel with him, then that peace comes into your heart. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. I'm not quite sure what you're going through this morning, but I can tell you one thing. We're going through a great stuff, all of us. You know, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell anyone actually. But it says, pour out your heart to him. One of the things that I used to worry about, you'd be surprised how we get worried. I remember saying to Figile, I don't want to die on my own. Because one day I was so attacked physically, and I believe it was also spiritual. At home, I was alone. I couldn't get to the phone. And I'm thinking, who's going to find me here? I can't reach my phone. I could see my phone, but I can't reach my phone. And the boys are at school. Maybe Nelly will phone later. Hey, why you didn't pick up the boys? Where are you? I won't answer the phone. And then I start to feel, you know what? That was a scary moment of my life. I thought I could have been there for a day. No one would have noticed. And then I start to figure, you know what? I've got to pray about this. I've got to visit him, sit down with him, so that he takes that fear away from me, knowing that he's there for me. He will never leave nor forsake me. He will make, I'm telling you, if it needs be, he will lose a donkey just to make sure that he meets my need. That's how faithful and wonderful God is to us. Whatever that you feel is taking you down, you feel like, oh Lord, you know, I'm drowning in this thing. Just give him time. You know, just give. I always to feel, I'm not a religious person. I don't like being religious. I say to him, I just want to have life with Jesus. That's all I'm asking. I just want to have life with Jesus. I want him to take over and we enjoy this life together. You see, the translation, enjoyable. I want him to be that counsel to me. I want him to be that companion as I walk through this chain of life, as I go through these issues of life. I want him to be there for me and say, you know what? All is going to be well. You're going through fire, all is going to be well. You're not quite sure how you're going to make ends meet, all is going to be well. You know, when God says something in your life, Doesn't matter how the situation looks like. You are that person. And you know that you will take care of that. So I will encourage us for this wonderful counselor to really, really impact and transform our lives. Let's open up to him. He's waiting for us. That you open up with Nikki, I don't know whether it was a prophecy or about a babe, small babe, cold. You know, I just had a picture. One still not doesn't have feathers. Doesn't look good, eh? I won't touch it. I don't know, maybe it's me. It's like, no. I'm not going to touch it. Have you seen that small thing? You know, like trying to, can't open his eyes. You feel like, no, I'm not touching that thing. Walk away. Walk away. But isn't it amazing that God, being God, a wonderful comforter, a wonderful counselor, he's so willing, if you let him, to pick us up, give us that warmth, feel his hand around you, feel that love through your veins, whispering into you, I've got this. And then I can imagine that bird eventually start to feel warm, to have food and water, whatever it is, you know. And then it realizes, know what? There's life that I can live for. Because the one in my life is the one who holds my future. In conclusion, I want to say, you know, looking through the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. I won't read the whole thing. But it says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's another version that I like. But those whose hope is in the Lord. Because hope, you know, doesn't disappoint us. We keep on hoping, we keep on trusting. You know, as we wait on God, we're trusting him. We've got hope. No matter what, we know that, you know, our strength is going to be renewed. It's going to rise up again. You know, where the situation is telling us it is the end of the road, it's over. But because we've got this hope in us, that is Jesus Christ, we'll rise up again. We start to walk. We start to praise him, as we rightly explained with it. We start to praise him. And we start to worship him. And we start to think, Lord, I'm so grateful to have you as my counselor. You'll never disappoint me. You'll never leave. I understand many people, why people they don't want to go to him. It's easy to go to death or to Pete. You know, because Pete doesn't know everything about me. But God knows everything. Your thoughts. You know, he knows everything about you. Before you even can say it, he knows what you're going to say. Sometimes you feel vulnerable to go to someone like that. Because it's like, you know, when you go to, I mean, we've been doing this counseling course. When you go to a counseling, where am I going to start? And God's like, I'm sure God's like, start anyway. I know you. I created you. I know where you messed up. You know, I know those fears in your life. I know those worries. I know those, whatever, maybe going through sickness. God says, I know. I know. I always say to people, when God can tell me that I'm surprised by this, that will be there. Stop worshiping him. Seriously. Then it will be there. You know, when before Jesus saved me, I think some of you know, I was one of the shamers. I remember 2 years back, we went to Durban for Operation Valingos from the Department of Transport. We were sitting at the front there. About 20 or 15 guys from different sectors of religious spheres were at the front. This guy from Shembe, he stands up. He says, before I begin, and then he looked up and then said, Shembe, please forgive us. We didn't tell you we've invented a car in the world. That's why we've got so much carnage. John, my friend, was sitting next to me. I looked at him and said, what? I said, I'm so glad. Jesus saved me from that empty religion. He said to me, why? I said to him, because if I had to stand and tell Jesus, we're so sorry that you invented the phone or cell phones, then he's not God. It means there's something that he doesn't know. So when you go to someone like that, like Jesus, you know, he knows everything. You just have to say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. You know, there's a song that I want to close with. I know, maybe you won't be able to assist me. I won't sing it, but you know it. It's, oh, to Jesus, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Surrender it all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you honor. What a wonderful counselor we have in you. The one who knows us. The one who understands us. The one who cares for us. The one who holds our future in his hands. Such knowledge is too powerful for us to understand. It's a wonderful knowledge for us to fathom. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who dwells in us, who knows the thoughts in God's mind, and who reveal it to us, who make it known to us. So, Father, to pray as we move from here, to know that we've got a wonderful counselor, the one who leads us, who guides us. Lord, redirect us, as you said in Psalm 32, verse 8. You redirect us to the pathway of life. You know our heartaches. You know our distress. You know everything. All our ills, you know about them. We surrender them to you. In Jesus' name, amen.